A Prayer to Know God More Deeply by Tiffany Tabalt, read by Leah Martin. Oh, that we might know the Lord! Let us press on to know Him. He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of dawn or the coming of rains in early spring. Hosea 6:3. These words from our verse are exhorting us to know the Lord. These words are written with longing, with persuasion, and with passion, for the sentence ends with an exclamation mark. These words are speaking of a hunger to know more of the Lord. How well do you know the Lord? How spiritually hungry are you to know Him more and more each new day? The verse continues by encouraging us to press on to know Him. The meaning of the word press from Hebrew means to pursue, to chase. Can you say that you're pursuing knowing the Lord more? Can you say that you're chasing after a deeper relationship with the Lord? Pursuing and chasing the Lord will help us to know Him more. As our understanding of the Lord increases, our faith grows deeper. This isn't something we can see as easily as the sun's schedule or the seasons change. The truth is that as you chase after knowing the Lord, the more you begin to see how much more you need Him, and the more you realize how much more you want to know about Him. Chasing after the Lord stirs a deeper hunger in your soul, and all you want is more of Jesus. As you pursue the Lord, you begin to see how He works in ways you didn't see before. You'll begin to have greater faith, knowing that He will act in your life, and that He is at work in every one of your circumstances. There's an amazing promise laid out for us in this verse. He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of dawn or the coming of rains in early spring. Sunrise, sunset. Spring, summer, fall, winter. Rain, snow, wind, and storms. Year after year, these continue in their patterns. The sun's daily journey can be precisely clocked. The seasons each begin on a specific calendar day. Storms can be tracked to determine their course and strength. And these things are sure. These things don't change. They're things we can see with our eyes. We can have peace and joy knowing that the Lord will respond to us, whether we can see it or not. Our needs and concerns are in God's perfect timing. The more we press on to know Him, the more we can trust Him with every detail of our lives. Press on. Pursue the Lord more. He's waiting for you. He loves you, and He longs to draw close to you. The energy you spend pressing into Him will be the best part of your life. Guaranteed. Let's pray. Oh Lord, please help me this day. Give me eyes to see how You're at work in every one of my circumstances. Lord, give me perseverance to increase my understanding of You. Give me a hunger to read Your word and to seek to know You more each day. Just as the dawn comes with its exact precision, help me to trust that You will also move in my life in Your perfect timing and in Your beautiful way. In Your name, I pray. Amen.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.